The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877 Bob Live. 877 262-5483. I would love to talk to you. I would love for you to talk to me about all of the things going on around our state, around our nation. And my question, has the Ohio government, the governor, the director of the Department of Health, have they gone too far? Not far enough? Do you think they're handling this properly? Have they overreacted? Have they underreacted? I'd love to hear from you. No, I'm serious. I really would like to hear from you and get your thoughts on this. 877 Bob Live. I mean, it's all over Facebook. It's all over social media. If you have thoughts, if you want to get it off your chest, you want to talk, you have questions, give me a call. 877 Bob Live. 877-262-5483. I'd also like to know, how is this impacting your life? How is this impacting you, your family? How much is different right now than it was a week ago? How different is your life, your family? My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. There is another very, very important phone number, however, and that is 800-YES-WORD. And yes, people are calling today. Keith in Westerville is the latest listener to call 800-937-9673. Keith in Westerville, thank you. Thank you for your gift. God bless you. Keith is numero uno today, the first person to call the call center at 800-YES-WORD. Keith has started it today. Now, the online giving, that was started today by Victoria and Craig. Victoria's in Powell. Craig is in Dublin. Thank you to both of them as well. God bless you. If you would prefer to give online, it's quick, it's easy, and it is secure. Cindy in Columbus just went online. Cindy, God bless you. Cindy just went to thewordcolumbus.com and gave a nice gift. Thank you, Cindy. God bless you, Cindy. Let me refresh our call center report. We've got Keith. Let me just see real quick, and then we're going to move on. All right, still Keith. All right, who else is going to call? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. We're now over $7,000. We need another five. We have had two $1,000 gifts. God bless them. And may I remind you, every single dollar you give will be doubled. Every dollar you give will be matched. You give 10, it'll become 20. You give 100, it'll become 200. If you give 500, it'll become 1,000. You give 1,000, it'll become 2,000. Every dollar will be doubled. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. All right, I got all kinds of things that I can talk about, but it is Friday, so I try to defer to the phones. And first up, we've got Danny in Columbus. Hey, Danny, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome, and thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, well, I've been listening. I hope that you get the money for those Bibles because they're definitely needed to where they're going.
Oh, they do, and, Danny. I just got back from Indonesia and saw it firsthand. There is a desperate need for Bibles. We here in America just can't grasp when we've got Bibles laying around everywhere. It's very difficult for us to grasp people who have never, ever had their own Bible and literally would risk their lives to do so.
Yeah, well, I applaud you for your service to that. One other thing I wanted to talk to you about, I had called yesterday and my phone had dropped the call. It was about, the stock market, and was listening to the news this morning about some of the congressmen that was doing a little bit of inside trading there. They found out that stock market was going to take a small plunge here and there, but it didn't take a small one. It took some big cuts. See, my concern is I know God is still on the throne, and I believe he'll deal with these people that is profiting by this. I just think it's a poor thing that is going on. People's misery shouldn't be other people's way out of getting money. I belong to a group of people that is retired, and our money happened to be in that in the sights of those people, because our money is in the stock market, and they've been trying to get in there to get that money, and they've been using the bad things that happens in the country to profit by it.
Yeah.
And I just hope and pray that people understand that when they go to vote.
Yeah, the Ethics Committee of the Congress is going to investigate these, and I believe they should. I'm careful not to jump to conclusions because most people in Congress have their stock holdings in a blind trust that they have no control over. Now, in the case of Dianne Feinstein, most of the sell-off was by her husband. And her excuse is, well, I don't know what my husband is doing. Really? You don't know what your husband is doing, and he doesn't know what you're doing? But on yeah, it is. And I think there should be a thorough investigation. If there's anything illegal or unethical, I think they should suffer the consequences. At the same time, at the same time, I don't know anything about the stock market. And as dumb as I am, I knew that the stock market was going to plunge. Because of this coronavirus, the people laid off, restaurants being closed, I knew it was going to drop dramatically. And had I had money in the stock market, I might have sold off a bunch of stuff too. So I don't want to judge too quickly, but I do believe there should be a thorough investigation. And if there's anything unethical, they should be removed from office, and they should suffer the consequences. And there were Republicans and Democrats both who sold off a whole bunch of stock to the tune of millions of dollars. So we'll wait and see, Danny. All right?
Yeah, well, just one other comment I'd like to make on that. We had a congressman. I'm not sure if it was a congressman or a senator out of Kentucky. He was going around at election time preaching keeping the mines open down in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And his wife, which is an Oriental lady, was going along with the gas company closing them down. Now, he didn't know what his wife was doing.
Yeah. Well,
it's pretty bad.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad when you can't trust the lawmakers.
Well,
this old guy one time say, if the people that's making the laws will not follow them themselves, then there is no law. And that's what we're finding in our nation now. Our nation is the best nation in the world. It could just be better if we could get people
And that's why every election, Danny, we need to do our homework. And we need to reelect or elect the good guys and gals and get rid of the bad ones. All right, Danny, thanks for the call. I appreciate it very much. Hope you have a great weekend. All right, but Danny, hanging up, I got a phone line waiting for you. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Let's talk. And by the way, Bible League, please, please, please call. Give whatever God lays on your heart. 800-YES-WORD. Let's move the needle. Let's provide Bibles. 800-YES-WORD.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I'm going to go to Craig in Mount Gilead here really quick, but let me refresh my report from the Bible League. Let's see. Here we go. Yes! Sarah in Marysville just called 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. Sarah, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for calling 800-YES-WORD. All right, now, like I said, I'm going to go to Craig in Mount Gilead, but could we have four people call between now and the bottom of the hour? Just four. That's all. Just four. 800-YES-WORD. And now the question is, would you be one of the four? Would you? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Would you be one of the four between now and the bottom of the hour? 800-YES-WORD. But again, Sarah in Marysville, thank you, thank you, thank you for calling. All right, we're going to go to Craig in Mount Gilead. And Craig, if there was ever a time that you had muddy boots, I would assume it is today, my brother. It is a mess out there.
Well, I've managed to stay out of the mud today. And what I did this morning, since I was pretty muddy boots from yesterday, is for about an hour this morning, I just sat on the hood of my truck in that rain and just let that rain just get me all cleaned up.
Well, I had to, my wife is a bird lover. Oh, my goodness, my wife is a bird lover. And we right outside our windows, she's got all these bird feeders. And so I went out, I think it was yesterday morning, to fill the bird feeders. And I thought, I need to borrow Craig's boots because, man, it was up to my knees. It was a mud pit out there. And I thought, I'm gonna drive to Mount Gilead, and I'm gonna borrow Craig's boots before I fill the bird feeder.
I understand it. It's pretty bad out here. There's mud and water everywhere.
What's on your mind today, Craig?
Well, I wanted to make a comment about my feelings about what our government is doing, but I need to preface that by saying, in the first half hour, you mentioned when you were talking about the Bible League that, you know, that we are facing the worst financial crisis of our lifetime.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think back to the Carter administration when we had 15, 14, 16% mortgage rates and gas rationing and gas lines and. Well, that's a topic for another day, but it is a bad financial crisis. But having said that, my own personal feelings is I don't have problems with what our federal government is doing as far as restricting travel and some things like that. I do believe that our state and local governments are way overstepping their bounds as far as, you know, shutting down businesses, restricting gatherings of individuals. I see them stepping on our constitutional rights as far as our rights to assemble. There are places where churches are being shut down. They're stepping on our religious freedoms. And I honestly do not believe that our founding fathers ever believed that local governments or even the federal government could restrict our constitutional rights in the interest of public health and public safety. I mean, we're seeing, you know, primary elections being canceled or postponed. Next time will it be the general election. You know, You often say, Bob, you know, when you step down that road, don't look where it's going to take you in a mile or 5 miles, but look where it's going to take you in 100 miles. So, you know, they've set the precedent. This time it's coronavirus. What's it going to be next time?
Well, and, you know, number one, church services are exempt from the ban on gatherings. Churches
in Ohio.
Yes. California, Pennsylvania, yeah, you're right. You're right. And I think that is absolutely wrong and absolutely unconstitutional. And what you stated is my greatest concern. I really don't have a lot of problem with the decisions that have been made here in Ohio, considering the potential for death and disease with this virus. But what really concerns me is how quickly and how easily we have been restricted in our movements. And, okay, let's say that this time it's justified because of this terrible, terrible virus. But we now have a precedent set that a governor can simply walk to a podium and say, we're shutting everything down. I'm declaring a state of emergency. The director of health can say, health emergency, we're not having an election. I think we have a good governor. I don't know him well. I've met him on many occasions. I've been around him. I think he's a really nice guy. I think he is extremely sincere. I believe with all my heart that he believes that everything he has done has been to save lives. I give him the benefit of the doubt in that. But what if the next governor is a left-wing whack job like Bernie Sanders, who declares a state of emergency because of global warming and does the same kind of draconian things because of something that he considers an emergency? That's what concerns me.
I echo you 100%. It's, you know, it's the precedent has been set, and what will it be the next time? It's scary to think what it could be.
Yeah, it's very true. It's very true. All right, Craig, stay clean and dry out there, all right?
Will do. Thank you.
All right, God bless you. And, you know, to try to keep things into perspective, and again, I'm just walking this fine line between trying to be a voice of reason and to keep all of us from panicking and yet not taking this for granted. I think 59 people died in America in the last 24 hours because of the coronavirus. 59 people in America. That's tragic. But on average, every single day, 365 days a year, 120 people die in auto accidents. Every day, every month, every year. Over 100 people die in America. Again, I just think we have to be careful, be cautious, but let's not panic. Hey, I'd love to hear from you, 877-BOB-LIVE.